now, 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Last Friday of the month of December, last month of the year 2013, and the last bad memories about things that happened during the year that you want to forget. We're moving on. We're moving up. We're moving out and into a new year, new possibilities, new beginnings, great stuff. Let's keep that thought and move ourselves forward. Roberta Fasanelli is our Queen of Cheap. One thing that will happen in the new year is the Queen of Cheap will continue to impress upon you with her acumen that is not equaled by any other human being. Her ability to find
acumen.
Cheap stuff. Cheap. Cheap. I wish that I had you. I bought a new mattress. Well, tell us what we're going to do here in the next few minutes for deals, and then I'll tell you my story.
Oh, we're going to tell you what to buy at the post-holiday sales, the best deals that you're going to get.
Okay, there are lots of them, starting yesterday, in fact.
Right. Nobody has any money left, but no, hey. Right.
And if they did, they can't get at it because Chase and Citibank won't let them use their credit card for anything over $100. Other than that, it's swell. I decided that I needed a new mattress, and I've been spoiled over the years because I've had advertisers who would supply me with mattresses, so I haven't had to buy a mattress. I can't even remember the last time I bought a mattress. I bought one from Megan a few years ago for her bed, but that was the last time I bought a mattress, and I haven't really had to shop around. What a shock, the sticker shock.
Oh, when the you prices look at, are ridiculous.
Oh, my God, they're
it's a big purchase.
Beyond foolish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it must be a lot of money in it because there are mattress stores in every corner. Yeah. Sleepy's, Mattress Giant, Jordan's Furniture, Bob's Furniture, Fred's Furniture, Eli's Furniture, everybody's furniture. And so, I'm trying to be an educated consumer. Roberta told me, Jennifer, that I should cheat the system.
Yeah, just get the topper.
By buying the box.
She's right about that.
Well, I don't know. I remember having toppers on some of the beds that I've had, and I just didn't like them for whatever the reason. So anyway, I squirreled around. I did a lot of shopping, and I finally came up with something that I think will work. And it from the days when I was advertising, remember when do either of you remember? You must remember, Roberta, all of the. As a matter of fact, I now remember. You said, "Why can't I have a mattress?" When I was selling those Tempur-Pedic mattresses, I had one given to me here that I used on the farm, and I had another one given to me that I used in L.A. And I gave them to my children, I believe, because I don't have either one of them left. And so,
are they still a sponsor?
Tempur-Pedic? No.
Yes. Okay. Those mattresses make me sweat. Do they make you hot?
Well, here's what the...
That's why I can't deal with them.
That's a very interesting question. This is good education. They now make them with a gel.
Like air conditioning.
And that's right. Exactly. That's what I had to get because I wanted one of them, and that's what I had to get. You make sure that you get, because the padding is, I don't know, 4 inches thick or whatever.
Yeah, even the Tempur-Pedic pillows like make my neck... I don't know.
The Tempur-Pedic pillows I'm not a fan of. But the mattresses themselves, if you get the firm one, really do the things that they claim to do. But you're sleeping on this special product that they've now made it feel like or seem like that it's, you know, it's like you're buying gold. It's exclusive,
right.
And you can't get a mattress.
They do a great job making you know, buy in.
Yeah, they make a great. They do a great job
really
selling.
You like walk in, and everybody knows Tempur-Pedic. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a brand name,
and it's more expensive.
Yeah, and you're paying for the brand. I found that out. I found one of those beds for a lot less money, and it's the same thing. But I had to go shopping around to find it. And so I didn't take your advice.
Discount Furniture has one, has a knockoff that they do.
And that's exactly what I got.
Is that what you got?
That's exactly what I got. Yep, that's exactly what I got. And I mean, because I tested them all, tried them all, and came to the conclusion that this was the best. I'll tell you a secret. Do you know where they get made?
Where?
Just the same stuff. They just don't put their label on it.
Of course.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yep.
So why would you pay? This is what I love about Roberta, and maybe you all can sort of fall into this. I'm here because advertising has supported this program now in its 26th year. So who am I to look a gift horse in the mouth, even though I have on occasion gotten into trouble with certain sponsors, Walmart, that have not liked
what I've
said on the air. And I just, my approach has been as an independent producer, hey, I'm here to exercise my right to free speech. I can say what I want, and, within reason. And if
you kind of have to be credible. You have to walk your walk.
So if I don't like Walmart, then I'm going to say there are things I don't like. Anyway, the point isn't about Walmart. It's just that I lost a deal, and they came back again, and they stopped spending money because I said something they didn't like, and I didn't apologize for it. And in terms of, let's say, something like this, which isn't really controversial, it's known far and wide that you can spend a lot more money for a label and not get anything. I understand the clothing business because my father was in it. And the company he worked for made suits and sport coats for all the big label names. And it was an unbranded line. So in what Roberta has just said, and this can be in most every business you can find.
Can I give you a big wine tip? Did I give you the big wine tip?
Wine tip. No, you didn't do that.
Okay, so if you want, and I'm not kidding, these are the big names in wine, like Opus One, like the stuff that you are paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars for to drink. They always have leftover juice. So what do you do with the leftover juice? Well, a lot of top winemakers take that juice, they put them into a bottle for Trader Joe's called Vintage, V-I-N-T-J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those bottles are $7.
Yeah.
And it is top of the line Napa and Sonoma wine from California.
Yeah.
You know, I've had some of those, and they're really good. And I was saying, man, these are awfully good wines.
Much better than $7, that's for
sure. Well, what I did was at first.
Same thing as PGA wines. You see those? They're also top. They're cast off juice from big name wines.
So how this all got started is, and I asked for advice from friends that I know had this mattress. And the friend told me that she bought hers at Macy's on sale last year or the year before. It was $2,100, and she got it for $700 and something. So that was the figure that stuck in my mind. All right, I'm not paying any more than that. No matter what I do, I'm going to go keep looking and looking and looking until I find what I want for that price. So anyway, that's what I did, and nosed around and finally got to a point. I didn't even realize it took as much time. I mean, the fact that I gave as much time to this as I did.
It's hard, because then you have to go in and lay down on
it.
You know, it's not like a quick buy.
Right. But anyway, the point of all of this is, to go back to what you just said about the wine, that the people who make the Tempur-Pedic mattress make this other mattress, because there's only one place you can get this stuff. It isn't like it grows on trees. There's a manufacturing process that is a very intricate and expensive process. So what they do is they sell to private brands, and you can see no sign that it is the brand you pay. So, I mean, you can't find the cheapest mattress you can find in the Tempur-Pedic store is $2,100, and you can easily spend $7,000. Easily. Spent $7,000, so this boy's not doing that. And so I just kept knocking around and going from one place to another, to another, to another. And they all have these things. They'll tell you, like you go to Sleepy's, for the rest of your life. And they have a mattress that isn't even a knockoff. It's supposed to be just as comfortable and much less expensive. Well, it isn't. It's less expensive, but it isn't as comfortable. And so I made up my mind that this material was what I wanted, and I wanted this much of the padding, and I wanted the gel in it so it would be cool in the summertime, and so I finally found something, but it wasn't an easy find. But if you really are, then people would give up. You know, they made up their mind they're going to do something, and we'll spend another $100 or $1,000 for something. And after all, they'll convince you there's nothing more important than a good night's rest. Well, that's true. But that doesn't mean you have to pay through the nose to get a good night's rest. And basically, the bottom line here is to sort of underscore what Roberta does every day in the Queen of Cheap, is find things that are comparable in many instances, but not as expensive. And that's what the shoppers are about. I remember first hearing the concept of a personal shopper and wondering how that all worked. And then finding out that, you know, in some circumstances, there are more of them in Los Angeles than there are here. But you can easily find someone who will do the work for you if you have a few extra bucks. Pay them a couple $100 a day, and you tell them what you want, and they'll go find it. I don't know if that's a kind. Is that New York, too? Is there a lot of that in New York, Roberta?
Oh, yeah, those personal shoppers. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
They're called personal shoppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're personal shoppers, so they're called personal shoppers.
Exactly.
They're personal shoppers. All right, anyway. And speaking of all of that, let's get the details in a moment. Stand by for Roberta and the post-holiday sales that you need to be paying attention to. Coming right up here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators end-of-year flooring clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
And don't miss the post-holiday specials, the holiday specials at Kohl's. Roberta's brought to you by Kohl's. At Kohl's, expect great things. All right, Roberta, we have great expectations for you.
Oh, yes. These are the things to buy now. These are the post-holiday things that go on sale. You'll see them right now at around 50% off. Wait another couple of days or a week, you're going to see them at 75% off, but you won't have as big a selection. Things like colored candles of all kinds. Just yesterday, I went to Ocean State Job Lot. I bought red and green candles for, I think they're about $1.50 a piece, the big pillar candles, and I bought the tapered candles for 30 cents each. The red ones you can use for Valentine's Day, the green ones you can use for St. Patrick's Day, and any other color like the white ones for weddings or just general use. Fruits and vegetables of the season, things like cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie mix, pumpkin bread mix. Yesterday I went to Stop and Shop and I got boxes of pumpkin bread mix and also apple caramel frosting. The mix was 50 cents. The frosting was 46 cents. This is like 90% off. And who says you can't have pumpkin bread, you know, in July? I mean, nobody says that.
Mm-hmm.
Things like holiday meats, lots of turkeys and hams left over. They're going to be out on clearance. Now's the time to get them. Solid color paper plates, cups, tablecloths, napkins. Hey, you know, red, green, blue, white. I mean, you can use them all year long. Metallic wrapping paper, bows, gift tags. I tend to buy Christmas wrapping paper in non-patterns. You know, like I'll just buy plain silver or plain red. And that way you can use it all year long. You're just not stuck with it using it during the holiday season. Holiday-themed packaged foods, especially those baskets, you know, those themed baskets you buy. Those are on sale now. And you just take them apart and you eat what's in them, you know.
Yep.
Children's toys. Children's toys are 30% off in some places. And hats, gloves, and winter attire. I mean, the stuff is just being dramatically reduced. I was at the Providence Mall last night, 75% off this stuff. So these are great things you can buy. You'll find it all at DougStefan.com.
The Queen of Cheap Box is there, just above the supermarket guru Phil Lempert, reviews of all kinds of things. There's a new app that's helping you buy food wherever you are. Check that out at DougStefan.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It may not be your choice in music, Beyoncé, and all of the things that have come to her since she was in Destiny's Child. She's, I think, a pretty smart businesswoman, frankly, and smart when it comes to handling people, and that's a part of what makes her successful. She's known as a purveyor of pop brilliance and also a maker of miracles. She was in Las Vegas this month to sing and dance. She took a terminally ill fan that was in the audience, apparently up on the stage. And this was a wish that this person had, wanted to dance with Beyoncé. And so that's what she did. There's a clip of this. A young girl's name was, I think, Talon Kenny, is that right? Has an inoperable brain tumor. We have the story at DougStephan.com today. And so her biggest wish was to get a hug from Beyoncé. And so she did.
Aww, as Beyoncé
was singing. I think they sang, this was being sung when this young person was up on stage. Tears of joy being shed, you can imagine that. The words like adorable and magical and wonderful and beautiful hardly seem to be the correct way of judging the moment. So if you haven't been warmed up by that, there's an amazing moment where this young lady, Odd, her younger brother, they offer Beyoncé a sip of his drink after she hopped off the stage to greet this young lady. So there's a picture of it as well at DougStephan.com. She's smart. And I don't think this is calculated. I think sometimes when stars do this, it's calculated to make them look good. That's my cynical side. I don't get that from her. I don't get it from the picture. What do we know, Jennifer, about her and her motives, what she's like?
Well, she's a mom,
person?
So I'd imagine once women become moms, they probably have a little, you know, they feel this a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, right.
But I think she's good. I think she's philanthropic. She doesn't seem to do a lot in front of the spotlight as far as her charity work. So I think that tells a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, she's loaded. She and Jay-Z, they have a lot of money and a lot of time to share. So.
Yeah. All right, so Georgette is just coming in here to give me a hug.
Uh-oh.
Why are you doing this while I'm on the air? You know I'm going to cry.
That's why. Bye, Georgette. We love you.
We love you.
Have you ever actually been on the air? I don't think you've ever been on the air, have you?
I have never been.
You've never been on the air. All right, so say hi to everybody.
Edgar was an old fave of ours.
Wish me luck on my grand adventure.
All right,
don't back up. Just keep going forward.
Jennifer said don't back up. Just keep going forward. They heard me telling the story about backing things around the yard earlier. So what you're going to do is every day, you're going to send us pictures from the road so we can post them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, right?
You can follow the entire fiasco across the country.
All right. Yeah. So we have four cows in the trailer that are all set, right?
They're moved in.
And
ready to go.
Now, do you need me to come out and freeze my butt off to move the trailer on? I see that it still hasn't moved from where it was before.
No,
actually. Are you going to be able to do that?
Oh,
is it okay?
Yeah, it's been turned around.
Oh, has it? Oh, okay. All right. So that's good.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
So, You're leaving.
I know. Incredibly difficult.
Okay, go. Have a few, too.
Be safe.
Well, I wasn't expecting that to happen. See you. Yeah.
Do you want to go say goodbye? Collect yourself?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you guys go on for a minute?
So how about them Dodgers? All right, very sad.
He's so sweet. He's so sweet. Doug is, you don't think it listening to him, but Doug is such a deeply emotional
person.
He's
such a sweet, sensitive guy. And Edgar was his best friend in life, and Edgar passed away, and Georgette is Edgar's wife. And it's got to be hard for her, too, leaving the farm because, her husband's there. That's his final resting place.
How many years were they there?
I think Doug said like 14 or 17. It was in the teens, I think. Do you remember, Ken?
I don't. It was a long, long time, though.
Yeah. But he says she's going to come back every month, so that'll be good. But, man, oh, man, she's a brave woman to drive across the country with cows in a trailer.
By herself.
By herself.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. During the first weeks and months of life, play serves as a learning experience for puppies. Play teaches them how to relate to their litter mates, their guardians, and the outside world. The socialization that results from their play experience is absolutely critical for the puppy's normal development. Regardless of age, regular play and exercise are vital for a dog's physical and psychological health and well-being. From a physical standpoint, lack of exercise generally results in obesity. Unfortunately, a very common problem in dogs, especially in older ones. From a psychological standpoint, lack of stimulation through exercise and play can lead to boredom and result in a myriad of behavioral problems. In particularly severe cases, a lack of exercise can actually lead to depression in pets. It is therefore the guardian's responsibility to make sure that his dog receives sufficient exercise and play, and it's an excellent way of accomplishing this. Play with your dogs. It's good for them physically. It's good for them mentally. And you know what? It's good for you too. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System $10 a day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Fasinelli. Kent Kessler is producing these. Hey,
how
there's Doug.
Dare
he's
you
back.
Start without me?
Because I'm helping you. You were saying goodbye to Georgette.
I was.
So we were going to play you. Radio while you were gone.
Really? Maybe I should just sit here and listen to it for a while and see where it all goes. Yeah.
Meh. You'd be making weird noises.
34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The story at DougSteffens.com, which Roberta and Kenny and Jennifer and I might just share with you if you're really good girls and boys. The Salvation Army, one of the, I think, well, there are a few charities that I actually get behind, and I think there's something about the Salvation Army that has appealed to me to the same extent that the Red Cross doesn't. The Salvation Army does. So I'm happy to promote what they do at DougSteffens.com. There's a worker in Michigan City, Indiana, who's sort of talking to him or herself, and I think it was a guy, wasn't it? Yeah. Salvation Army Lieutenant Bill Bruto found, oftentimes I've given $100, and I bet some of you have too, $50, $20, $1, whatever it is, as people are feeling generous. Depending, the closer you get to Christmas, the more generous you become. So here's this lady who is going through the kettle, and she's counting out the money at the bottom of the barrel, literally, after she gets through all the nickels, dimes, and quarters, was a 1 ounce bar of gold.
Whoa.
So it's $1,000.
How much is that worth?
$1,000, yeah.
Or at least like 10 teeth fillings, right?
Yeah. That's why those things are so expensive.
Yeah.
I think it's actually worth more than that. Even if you look on the an ounce of gold that they sell on the mercantile, it's about $1,300, $1,400, I think, now, isn't it? It was up to $1,700 earlier in the year when they were all being promoted. There's another thing, talking about advertising and advertisers and how people wrap themselves around buying gold for their and the way that it's promoted and marketed. Wow. There's a lot of money spent, because there's a lot of money made in moving gold and silver and precious metals around. Anyway, this lady's name is Corrine Charleston, and her boss is this, what's his face? What did I just say? Bill Bruto. The bar was wrapped in a dollar bill to keep it a secret. So the person who put it in there didn't want the lady to see him put it in, so he wrapped it up in a dollar bill.
Wow.
So nobody at the Salvation Army, anybody that has been surveyed, saw anything like this before. However, 3 days earlier last week in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a 1 ounce gold bar was in one of the red kettles there. That was wrapped in that instance, wrapped in a yellow note that read, "Bell ringers are special people." So just cool. It's just cool. It's all the story at DougStephan.com is a cool one. And if you want to check it out, help yourself, please. We have a lot of things going on in the world that are worth our attention. I would say to you that the UPS and FedEx thing, everybody's heard about it. Everybody thinks, I shouldn't say everybody, there are a lot of people, and I think, Kenny, it would be nice for us to sort out some of the comments at facebook.com/goodday show and Twitter about this. You've heard that both UPS and FedEx are citing a record number of online sales, and then the severe weather. They say that's the reason for the delays in delivering packages in time for Christmas. And so they brought on some extra drivers, and they rented some additional trucks to make sure that the delivery of the packages took place yesterday. There was a message on the UPS website which read, quote, "We understand the importance of your holiday shipments. However, the volume of air packages in our system exceeded the capacity of our network." So both FedEx and UPS pointed to the increase in last-minute shopping, the resultant shortened holiday shopping season, and that sort of thing. All right, you know what? Even if there are problems, and this is not perfection, this is a remarkably complicated system that works well most of the time. When you think it through, you think that you go into an office or maybe even to one of those mailbox places and you bring them in a package, they put it in an envelope or a package or something, and they put a label on it, and they use their barcode, and it's in the system. And somehow, miraculously, if everything works well, it shows up on your doorstep in the next day. That's how it works. And that's what you pay $23 for or whatever it is. I remember when it used to be a couple of bucks. I think it's now, wasn't it, $23, $24, $28, something like that, to send these things overnight. But you get what you pay for. And you don't pay that with the United States Postal Service, and therefore you don't get usually, even though they say it's guaranteed delivery, that's bunkum. They don't. They have no real interest, actually, in doing it the right way. I mean, that's the way I read it, because I continually have problems. And silly me, I keep using them. I think, well, maybe they'll get it right, or if it's not really that important. In other words, it's another one of these things where you don't, it's another, I don't like to use, but that's what it is. It's promotional misinformation. How about that? That's a good way of getting around a lot. No. It's promotional misinformation. All right? So, at any rate, the other side of the argument, though, or the issue is, who in the name of heaven, who's in his or her right mind, actually thinks that their Christmas is ruined because they don't get a package? What kind of a person thinks that this actually would ruin or has ruined Christmas? I'm sorry. If you've built your life or your hopes, your expectations, or worse yet, if you teach your children that this is all about things and that UPS or FedEx are bad people because they messed up and you didn't get your package, if you've created that in your child, you're really a horrible parent. There's no way that this represents what's important. Now, you can say, hey, Doug, you don't have children. You don't know what it's like. I had children, and my children never grew up to expand. And I'm not sticking out my chest and going, oh, Doug Stephan, hero. I mean, come on. What are you teaching your children if you have taught them to expect something, you've promised them something, or you've given them the indication that Santa Claus is going to bring something, and it's not there, and the children go, wah, I think it might be Christmas ruined. Wah. Get a life. It's wholesale foolishness that Christmas comes down to this. And if it's all that, if that's all it means to you, what boobery. All right, so I can go on, but I think I've said what I wanted to say. You're welcome, Kenny, to bring us what Jennifer's thinking of. Sorry. Am I right or wrong? Honestly, come on. You didn't grow up around that, Jennifer. Roberta, I'm sure you didn't grow up around it.
No.
And Kenny,
no,
you aren't the type of person who, in any stretch of imagination, in my mind, came from a product like that.
No.
All right. No. So what do we teach our children if, in fact, they think that Christmas is ruined because some package didn't get delivered?
Well, don't forget, not to get off on my two, but this is a society of entitled kids that we've raised.
Yeah,
and so,
true.
People in their, I think, 20s and younger have been raised with the sense of this is mine, I get this, forget you. So I think it's a sign of the times, actually.
Well,
it's a sign of the time.
I know, it's exasperating. All right, Kenny, what... I've got my emoticons on here.
I don't see any comments, at least not on our Facebook page, by anybody who thinks that UPS ruined their Christmas. But there are several people who were affected by this. Janet says that she received an email from UPS. The package was delayed 2 days, but she got it 5 days before Christmas. So this was something that was going on a week out. She said that she got this email. Due to local operation disruption, packages not unloaded from trailer. Expect a one business day delay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's what you do. You print out a picture of the item, and then you wrap that up.
Right. You put it in the box.
All
exactly.
The time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that a lot of the retailers that use UPS, like Amazon's a good example, when they found out what was happening with UPS, they contacted customers, let them know. They refunded shipping charges. I mean, if you spend any amount of money with any of these companies, they give you free shipping anyway.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon handled it well. They gave gift cards for the inconvenience. I mean, they were smart. And they are smart. And that's why they're as successful as they are. And you know what? UPS and FedEx are smart, too. They have tremendously complex operations. When you consider all the planes, trucks, people that it takes to move all this stuff around. So I think I was on the bandwagon a little yesterday. And I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, but I think today, after having thought it through, especially when it comes to what I heard yesterday and what I was confronted with as I looked at the stuff this morning, is people saying that FedEx ruined it. Come on. Ah. It just, that makes me nauseous to have somebody say, but Jennifer's right. If you're a parent and you had a child that reacted this way, you are responsible for teaching them about how to live a life full of entitlement and not have to expect that they have to work for anything. And so you're creating, or helping create the problem. All right? Having said that, there are extenuating circumstances, at least in a few places around the country, where the weather has been really horrible. The ice storms that have kept 100,000 people or so without power, upper Midwest through western Maine, power companies trying to restore a lot more power, the crews continuing to work. This is really cold. I just went outside for a minute with Georgette. It is bitterly cold here today. Roberta, well, you're in Rhode Island. You're not that far
from
here.
I'm in Rhode Island. Yeah, it's about 25 degrees here.
But you're on the coast, so it's 10 degrees warmer always on the coast than it is inland. It's about 14, 15 degrees in the farm here at the barn this morning. But it's going to warm up, be in the 40s even later today, I think tomorrow and over the weekend. So we're in and out of sort of an interesting array of weather as the winter gets started. You notice that? How it's up, sort of down and sideways. It's really interesting. It's got to be global warming, right? Because everything's fluctuating. Today it's 40, tomorrow it's 10, and it's got to be global warming and get those nutbirds out there so they can bang their drum. Anyway, Consumers Energy in Michigan reported that there were outages there. It was the largest in Christmas time history. They've been selling electricity for 126 years. Can you imagine that? Electricity. Can anybody even imagine what it was like? Go back to Abe Lincoln and the stories about him reading books by candlelight or by the fire, which is how everybody lived. Can you imagine? Put your imagination in gear and try to envision you living your life by reading in front of a candle or a fireplace, and there being no television, no computers, none of the stuff that we take for granted that is the entitlement of a lot of people coming along that think that this is what they have to have, and if they don't have one, wah.
You've been wahing a lot today.
Wah. All right, so let's get to the television report coming right up here on Good Day. Jennifer has that info on a lot of your comings and goings. Things change at the end of the year, and Jen's going to have an update on most of the material that will be necessary for you to know, including a famous actor makes a return to a television program that made him famous, coming up here in the Good Day program.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles, only on participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
year's New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with family travel expert Amy Tarakotch. The holidays are a time for celebrating and making memories with family and friends. But traveling during the holidays to see loved ones can be chaotic and stressful. To relieve stress from holiday travel, plan in advance, avoid traveling during peak times when possible, and use a travel rewards card that helps pay for expenses. Family travel expert Amy Tarakotch.
Travel adds another layer of stress to the holidays, but using a credit card with a travel rewards program can help reduce stress by offsetting some travel costs. For instance, most travel rewards programs can help with baggage costs, expensive tickets, and hotel bills. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card makes redeeming your earned points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on. If only everything during the holidays was this easy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
All right, so as promised, Jennifer's here to deliver the story behind the story of
big
a
news.
Famous actor who was participating in a television program or a movie or something that was part of his earlier career. Correct, Amundo?
Who knew? Brad Pitt was in one. Count them. One. Because I used to watch 21 Jump Street. Like, that was my jam when I was growing up.
Really?
Brad Pitt was in one episode of 21 Jump Street. And reportedly, that was like when he was just getting started in the 80s. He's going to make a cameo in the upcoming sequel to the movie 21 Jump Street, which is called, appropriately, 22 Jump Street.
Now, it wasn't Johnny Depp was in 21 Depp.
Johnny Depp got his start in that. And so did Peter DeLuise. Uh-huh. I always liked him better than Johnny Depp. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Anyway, Brad's Moneyball co-star Jonah Hill is the one who got him involved because he co-wrote and stars in 22 Jump Street, told him to take the parts. There you go. Now, more news surrounding Duck Dynasty. Yeah. Fans of Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson have found a unique way to show their support for him. According to TMZ, a Chick-fil-A campaign has started on social media asking fans to eat at Chick-fil-A restaurants on January 21st, you can write that down, while wearing camouflage or other Duck Commander gear. Robertson, of course, is under fire for his anti-gay comments, so if you want to support him, head over to the Chick-fil-A on January 21st.
Now, all right, so from the police department...
Wait, we got a letter.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I want you to read the letter.
All right, we have our friend, John Aukerman, I believe is how you say his name. He's a listener to the show, a friend. He sends emails to me quite often, and he says, "Hi, Jennifer." He listens to the show live this week. Usually he listens on podcast, and he said an old friend of his said, "An old broadcaster knows how these games are played. I think A&E is playing this very smartly. Indeed, first they announced the suspension, not the firing, in order to stem the defection of sponsors that began immediately after the non-PC comments were made. They did that to give their sponsors cover, knowing full well that their action would create a firestorm that would generate all kinds of free publicity for the show." There you go. Publicity on the part of A&E. So John thinks.
Jesse Jackson's getting involved, man.
You
that
got
would
it.
Bring it to a halt fast, won't it? Criticizing Mr. Robertson.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Time for us to focus on travel with our friend Tom Parsons from BestPairs.com, who has the story of that Say it again, Doug. There it is! The computer glitch that resulted in Roberta getting a trip to New Orleans for $30 from New York. A lot of fares offered for coast-to-coast flights. The glitch was fixed pretty quickly, but Tommy has the results, if you will, of how much damage it may have done, how many people were smart enough to take advantage of these sorts of things. BestFares.com has them all the time. He's got to move fast. We'll talk about that, the low rate of travel and travel experiences in general, where you can save some money coming up here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I looked down at my hands and was like, wow, I'm performing CPR on this guy. And then I actually finally met him. That was probably one of the coolest parts of my life, being able to talk to a guy after I gave him CPR.
Reed was just 17 when he heard a cry for help. Thanks to his Red Cross training, he didn't freeze, he didn't panic, he knew exactly what to do. Red Cross training saves lives. Sign up for a class today at redcross.org.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Tom Parsons from BestPairs.com with a story of what happened on Delta yesterday, which is something that happens as these systems become more complicated and the fares adjust all the time. There are bound to be these problems. The glitch fixed. Delta says it will honor the tickets. One of the things that happened was a month or so ago, United getting the same thing, and United said, we're not going to honor. And then, I mean, I would seem to be smart lawyers would be out there, and they'd be fast on to fixing their butts, right?
They I guarantee they had an honor. The DOT would have fined them every single ticket for promoting it on their website.
Yeah.
Okay? And that violates the law.
Yep.
All right? And therefore, United can say what they wish, but it was a glitch. It was a mistake. Well, sorry, Charlie. You put it on your website. You must eat it. And it's like our contract, too, with Sabre. You can book it, and we do not have to force the airfare, and you can get it for $5. More power to you. And we try to bring it to your attention, but we'll say, like, right now, there still could be a snooze you lose. We're not sure why the airfare is on Aeromexico so cheap right now in some of the select cities. Like, Dallas to Los Cabos is normally $600, and yet today we can buy it for, like, $219 on Aeromexico.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, in that $219, $100 of that airfare is taxes.
Right.
So there's a few of those we have up on your site. And then they also did a, you know, you got to remember, airfares are, we use computers, and it does this. This is a glitch, not by a computer, but a human. A human has to put data in, a code, a dot, a X, a Z, and like the one we had a couple weeks ago in San Francisco to Maui, it was $191. She should have put in, or he should have put in, OW. Instead, he wrote RT for round trip. So we were selling $191 tickets on Delta, but you were flying Alaska, and I swear we had probably 9,000 people hit our page that day, and
right.
It stayed around until the following day.
Yeah. Huh?
But that's what happens on weekends. So there's mistakes out there. We saw Europe, 4 months ago? It lasted for 3 days. Everything in July and August was down by 400 or 500 because someone put the seasonality not for April and May, but they extended it all the way through June, July, and August. So everybody was flying for $400 or $500 cheaper if they bought it during that 72-hour period. So it happens. Watch the email, watch our Twitter, watch our what we call Facebook. We see it. We don't really care. If you can book it, you know, go for it. We'll deal with the airlines later. I don't really have to deal with them. I just call Sabre. They have a bigger stick.
Sabre is the computerized system that used to belong to American Airlines. It got sold out on its own. And most of these systems that the airlines developed for themselves over the years have been sold off. And they are the ones that's how you find the fares for whatever the airline and whatever the tripping. All right, so check out the bargains. That's what Tom's telling you. There's a picture of Tom at DougStephan.com. Click on that. Goes right to the very special.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.